The Defense Department is defending the Obama administration's opposition to funding pensions for Alaska Territorial Guard members who served during World War II. Last week, the White House objected to paying the Guard's pensions on the grounds their service during the war was not active duty. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, it comes down to whom, the Territory of Alaska or the nation the Guardsmen served.
Alaska's congressional delegation and lieutenant governor are fighting the White House position, but on Tuesday, Defense Department spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Lesh Melnick said the Guardsmen just don't qualify for pensions.
While members of the Alaska Territorial Guard performed very valuable service to the Territory of Alaska during the war, they were not serving in a capacity under the existing law for which they could accrue time towards military retirement.
Melnick says the men were not under the direction of the Army or Air Force. The White House says for all intents and purposes, they were state employees. Melnick says serving the territory amounts to the same thing.
While these members of the Territorial Guard may not have been technically state employees, especially since at that time Alaska was a territory, not a state, neither were they members of the United States Armed Forces or of a National Guard performing duties under the law and direction of the Army for which they could earn credit for retirement in the Armed Forces.
The White House says paying the Guardsmen would establish a precedent, and Melnick agrees.
This legislation, if enacted, could encourage others to seek federal benefits for what was purely state service.
But Alaska Senator Mark Begich says that's ridiculous. The fight is over the pensions of 26 elderly men, and Begich says it's a limited situation.
As a territory, it is more connected with the federal government than anything. The fact that it's a territory, there's a limited number of individuals that would qualify, as we have identified 26 remaining individuals that qualify. I don't think there's a lot of basis to their fear.
Begich says when the Army initially brought up the problem of the Guardsmen's classification, Congress found a fix.
It wasn't in the right section of the code that relates to the Army and paying the pension. It was in the veterans benefit component. And so we had to work through that. That's the legal language that we have in this legislation, because that's what we do in Congress, is to write the laws, and it's then the job of the Army, in this case, to fulfill that obligation.
The Defense Department's Lieutenant Colonel Melnick says it's unfortunate that an error in interpreting the law led to what he calls the improper retirement credits, but he says that's no reason to justify changing existing laws. But Alaska Senators Begich and Lisa Murkowski have put language in the Defense Appropriations Bill before the Senate this week that would restore the pensions.
In a multi-billion-dollar budget, and talking about committing thousands of more forces to Afghanistan, we're talking about 26 people who helped protect our country in the only state that was occupied, a portion of it was occupied by Japan. Seems outrageous that they continue to argue bureaucratic talk when they should be focused on the service of these individuals.
Begich is optimistic the Territorial Guard benefits will survive the Senate this week. He says they have the support of powerful senators like John McCain of Arizona and Carl Levin of Michigan, the top Republican and Democrat on the Armed Services Committee. Begich says a senator would have to actively fight to take the Territorial Guard provision out of the bill. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.